Blackstone Publishing presents Trace, a Joe Gunther novel by Archer Mayer. This book is read by Tom Taylorson. Chapter 1. Jayla Robinson looked out across Albany's Lancaster Street at the three matching brownstones opposite. They were shorter than the one she was in, but more ornate, with arched first-floor entrances and windows, which made them appear classier, like squatty, pot-bellied rich men immaculately dressed in tailored suits. She'd liked them at first, as she had the whole street and the lifestyle it reflected back when. Now she needed to escape. This house, this neighborhood, this city. Above all, this man. She switched focus to her reflection in the window's antique Ripley glass, the midnight darkness of the street blending with the black room behind her and the chocolate cast of her own skin. Somewhere between coal black and high yellow, in the loaded vernacular of her culture. She recalled her darker-hued mother gazing at her sadly as a child, ruing that she hadn't turned out lighter. The comment had baffled Jayla then, and angered her later. She was proud of being black, and of being a woman. Her mother's clear ambivalence about the first, and implied resignation concerning the second, had fueled Jayla's rebelliousness as she passed through high school and entered college. They had also influenced some of her decisions, her hairstyle, her choice of clothing and jewelry, her music, even her name. Jayla was her own creation. Charlotte Ann was what she'd been born with. In retrospect, her life since high school had been a succession of mile markers, all leading to the contradiction that had finally put her here, in this house, at this watershed moment. Because as with so many youthful journeys of self-discovery, especially for